This is All Things Considered. I'm David First. Overburdened caseworkers, faked visits, and unnoticed deaths. Those are some of the findings of a new report from City Limits and the New York World on the state of adult protective services in the city. Since 2012, journalist Katia Savchuk has been looking into the agency charged with protecting some of New York's most vulnerable adults, and she joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Katia.
Thank you very much.
Now, many of our listeners are probably familiar with child protective services, but tell us more about the work of adult protective services.
Adult protective services is mandated by the state to be the last safeguard for adults who are disabled, who can't take care of themselves, and who have no family or friends who can help. So most of the cases they deal with have to do with abuse, neglect, exploitation, and eviction.
All right, let's talk about the report. What are some of the problems you found?
We found that while referrals have been going up every year over the last decade, there are 10% fewer workers today serving clients than there were in 2007. So as a result, the caseworkers are consistently overloaded with cases that exceed state guidelines based on data we have from 2011 to 2014. And in some extreme cases, we found that this places clients at risk to the point where workers have been disciplined for contributing to the death of a client or saying that they visited a client who, it turned out, was already dead. And in many cases, workers didn't find out about the death of a client until more than a month after it occurred, whereas in the vast majority of cases, they're required to check in on clients monthly.
What do you mean they contributed to a client's death?
In several disciplinary cases that we reviewed, HRA officials charged caseworkers with not taking action when they saw that a client was in an emergency situation. So when paramedics said that they wouldn't make it through the weekend, or when a caseworker noted that a client was complaining of being bitterly ill, they didn't act quickly. And in those cases, the clients ended up dying soon afterward.
How typical are these findings?
We were only provided with disciplinary cases that had a final disciplinary action, so cases that were resolved, not just charges. So it's really impossible to tell how common this is. And we talked to a former director of one of the Brooklyn offices who worked there for a long time and retired earlier this year. And she said that she sometimes couldn't sleep at night because she didn't know how often workers were faking visits. She just knew that the caseloads were really impossible for some of them to handle and carry out all the services that they were mandated to do.
How has the city's Human Resources Administration responded?
They told us that there's been a 180-degree turn at the agency since the de Blasio administration took office last year. And they said that if caseloads were high in the past, that there are always unpredictable spikes, and that they're going to do a study later this year to look at the caseloads, to look at whether they should bring in more training for some positions, and that they've also launched a new database that should do a better job of tracking cases. But they didn't respond to our request for more caseloads over the past year that would provide evidence that cases had dropped.
What do advocates say needs to be done? What does the city need to do to fix this situation?
Advocates, as well as some employees and former employees of APS, say that you need more caseworkers. Cases are going up, and it's not tenable to have fewer caseworkers than you had in 2007. And a lot of them also advocate more training. Right now, caseworkers only need a bachelor's degree. They don't have to have experience in social work. They only have 2 weeks of training.
How is HRA going to attract more qualified candidates?
Lynn Saberski, who directs APS, told us that because the pay is not that high, this is a very difficult job. So they don't know the answer to that question. And they say that the study that they're doing this fall will look at whether having higher qualifications for certain positions would be more realistic. So they're definitely aware of that.
Katia Savchuk is a journalist. She and her reporting partner, Jenny Zhao, wrote the story for the New York World and City Limits. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
This is All Things Considered on WNYC.